It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Regular health tests and exams can help find problems before they start. In this age of preventive medicine, we have to look to find these things before they start, because we're certainly going to do better, you know, financially, if we can catch these things before they start, as opposed to dealing with them once they do. My guest is Dr. Douglas Harrington. He's the chairman and CEO at Avir Diagnostic Labs. So, Dr. Harrington, tell us a little bit about what you think are the most important regular checkups. You know, what tests should we get, and the most important blood tests that we need to get?
I'd love to. So, I call the regular doctor's visit a prevention checkup. And the reason I say that is because if frequently we feel well, but when we end up visiting the doctor and go through a few routine blood tests and check the blood pressure and the cholesterol levels, we'll frequently find out that things aren't exactly as they should be, and hopefully it's in time to do something about it. So the typical things that you'd look at would be a history and any changes to your health that you've noticed, and then also checkups of your blood, urine, your vision, hearing tests, your blood pressure. And in the blood, the most important tests that I look for on the routine checkup is your electrolytes, to make sure your kidneys are functioning well and your liver is functioning well, and the routine biochemical tests, and cholesterol, but focusing not just on the total cholesterol level, but on your good cholesterol, the HDL levels, which are cardioprotective. They protect your heart. And your blood pressure. And then you should also keep up with your routine immunizations and booster shots. And the other thing is that Americans have a slightly increased risk of diabetes because of obesity and our diets. And you should have your blood sugar checked, and there are several ways to do that. Hemoglobin A1C is a decent test if you're not fasting, and otherwise fasting blood sugar is good. And if you're over 50 or at age 50, for people should be concerned about colorectal cancer and screening tests for that. And obviously women should be looking at mammograms and tests for cervical cancer, all of which are able to detect disease at a very early age. And as women get older, after age 65, you want to look at osteoporosis tests. And
well, you know, Dr. Harrington, in this age of healthcare reform, now women can get a mammogram, because that's really considered on the wellness along with a pap smear. We don't have to choose anymore between what we can afford and what we can get. But what about men? You know, do you think that a PSA is something that should be done regularly every year? And at what age?
Well, you know, there's a lot of controversy about
there
PSA,
is, yes.
And I know we don't have time to go into it, but the digital rectal exam and change in symptoms is still a very good indicator, and I don't think it's a problem to have a screen once a year, a PSA, in men. But you have to interpret the results with caution, because there are a lot of early cancers that are detected that will never kill you, and so the risk is over-treatment. But we're developing newer tests for prostate cancer, and hopefully they'll solve that problem. But I still think it's useful to do it, even though it is controversial. So.
And what about a stress test? You know, people aren't sure if you only have risks for heart disease. Should you get a stress test? Do you get a baseline one day? How does that work?
Well, you're giving me an opportunity to talk about what my company is about, because I think probably your listeners are familiar with a gentleman named Tim Russert, who was a presenter for Meet the Press, and he had a normal stress test 2 weeks before he dropped dead of a heart attack. And the reason I mention that is because all of the things that we're doing right now are very good, but we've known for a number of years that the most common cause of heart attacks is actually something other than narrowing of the arteries, which causes symptoms. It's something called plaque rupture. It's like a pimple on the side of the artery, and when it pops, it causes an immediate blood clot. And you can have a normal stress test because blood flows well. So we spent 10 years developing a new blood test that identifies the process at a very early stage. And interestingly, some of the most effective ways to stabilize those plaque involves your diet and exercise, not necessarily drugs. Some drugs are helpful. So really what we're talking about is the half the heart attacks occur in people with normal cholesterol levels, and we've known that this plaque rupture is caused by inflammation in the artery wall.
We're going to get back to that, but as you mentioned, inflammation in the blood tests that people get now, they look for inflammation in C-reactive protein, and they were in homocysteine, maybe not as much anymore, but so is there a connection there?
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, because C-reactive protein has been widely written about, and it's also controversial. C-reactive protein is made in the liver. It's a surrogate for inflammation. It's a really good acute phase reactant, so if you've got a viral infection or some sort of inflammatory process, it will definitely go up. And there is an association with heart disease, but it is not specific to the process that causes heart attacks. And that's the difference between the types of tests that we offer at AVEIR here, which are specifically involved in the formation of the plaque as opposed to being produced somewhere else in the body. So it's a very useful test, but it's not as specific.
And now it's also true, you mentioned people have had heart attacks that have perfectly normal cholesterol, but isn't it also true that you could have a genetically really high cholesterol and never be at risk for a heart attack?
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. Genetics has been somewhat disappointing in terms of predicting your risk. We know there are certain people who are born with elevated levels of good cholesterol, and they have a lower risk of heart attack. But the whole story isn't in cholesterol. It's really damage to the cholesterol. So it gets oxidized, and that allows it to damage the vessel wall and cause inflammation. And things like stress can cause oxidation and damage your ability to capture these things. So the whole story is evolving, but inflammation appears to be central to that group of people who have heart attacks from this process. And you need to have a fairly specific blood test to detect that at a very early stage. But the good news is it's a call to action. It's not a death sentence. It means that you need to start focusing on a preventive lifestyle.
And your best advice for a preventive lifestyle would be?
Well, I think the first thing is you have to accept accountability for your own health. And that means that just taking a pill is not sufficient. You do have to watch your diet. You have to watch your habits like smoking and alcohol use. And you should have a regular exercise program. You need to definitely cut down on your saturated fats. And if your doctor does tell you you need to take blood pressure medications and or a statin, you need to take it, because one of the biggest problems we have is compliance with therapy. And so all of those things have to be done together. You can't simply take a pill, or you can't simply avoid the problem. You need to be accountable for your own health.
Well, that's certainly true, and I know adherence or compliance to medical regimens is becoming a thing for people. And as far as prevention goes, diet, exercise, staying clear of the saturated fats, and looking at your lifestyle behaviors. So tell people, in the last minute that we have left here, your best advice for regular checkups and blood tests, and where they can find more information about your MyRisk VP.
Okay, I'd love to. So the most important thing is to be aware of your own health and to take accountability for it. You can do online searches for any questions you have. You need to get regular checkups, and you should get a comprehensive metabolic panel and a complete blood count to make sure you're not anemic and that all your organ systems are functioning well. And then we would advise that you also consider looking at the AVEIR website, www.AVIIR, that's double IR.com, and you can learn more about vulnerable plaque and the specific tests that we have developed to detect that risk, because it covers the other 50% of the people who do have heart attacks who are missed by all of these things that we do. And I just want to say one final thing is that the preventive lifestyle that we're talking about here is not specific to heart disease. It also lowers your risk of cancer.
That's great advice from Dr. Douglas Harrington. You're listening to Staying Well right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.